Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
It's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. So this week was the CES show in Vegas. Really, it's the World Series, the Stanley Cup playoffs of gadgets and new technology. And joining us to talk about all the new exciting product launches is the innovation insider, someone you see often on the Today Show, Dr. Oz. He's also the author of the best-selling book, Gadget Nation, and that's Steve Greenberg. Steve, good morning to you.
Thanks so much. Good to be here.
So tell folks, if they've never been to the CES show, which is a lot of buzz this week, what is it all about?
Well, it is a mega event. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it because it's kind of bigger than anything you can imagine. But it's a huge event all about consumer electronics. So all the new products that are going to be coming out for the next year, most of them are being launched at this event. And what happens is buyers from all the retailers and websites and whatnot, they're there shopping, but it's really become a media event because it's really a chance for the media to get exposure to these products, to talk about them and do what we're doing right now and to write about them and whatnot, and to get some buzz about the products. And sometimes actually they launch products just to see how they do, what kind of reaction they get from people. And if people don't go crazy over it, they don't get a lot of pre-sales from retailers, then the products actually don't come to market. Other times, you know, they just forge ahead and they see what happens. So there's a lot of almost prototypic stuff out there and stuff that's really, you know, ready for prime time sales.
And just to think about this, 2.4 million square feet of exhibit space, over 3,600 companies, a record 500 startup companies this year, which is pretty huge. So, yeah, this is a great testing ground for something.
I'm mostly about startups because that's what the nature of my business. I'm a product scout, so I'm looking for new products. So even though I do check out LG and Samsung and all that stuff, there's a whole area of the show, which is thousands and thousands of square feet of little companies, little startups. My book, Gadget Nation, is all about mom-and-pop inventors. So those folks all go to an area called the Sands, which is this monster convention center just for that. Then you go to the Las Vegas Convention Center, and you've got, you know, miles and miles of, you know, the big boys, which is the Samsung and LGs and Sonys and those people. They're all over there. It's a phenomenal event, and there's no way one person can see it all. You can kind of maybe cruise past it, but someone told me it used to be 15 miles of aisles. Now it's like 21 miles of aisles. It's just miles and miles of walking of aisles. I did about 24,000 steps every single day there.
Did you have your Fitbit on?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I bet you did.
I have to have my gadget on.
Of course you have to have your gadget on. But I would think the most exciting thing would be these mom-and-pop startups that are just excited about their product, and those are the ones you want to see kind of succeed. You know, you're hoping that they came up with something really cool. And before we talk about product, tell me about the trends first. Like, what are the hottest trends you saw at the show this year?
I would say the biggest trend is connected everything. I mean, from, you know, from window treatments to tea kettles to refrigerators to literally a woman's bra, everything is connected to the internet. I mean, and I'm not even exaggerating about that last one. Everything I saw there was a 9-volt battery that's connected to the internet. There's just one thing after another that is connected. So that was probably the overall theme of it. I mean, a lot of it's personalization and whatnot, but connected is really the theme.
Okay, I know there's a lot of really cool gadgets to talk about, but now you've intrigued me. What bra would be connected to an app? What would it do? What's the purpose of that?
Great question. But that one is again, I don't understand. This was more about, for a woman, it does an analysis of for possible cancers and whatnot. I thought it was, I don't even know if it really, how much it works or not, but it got some buzz because of the nature of it. But that's the kinds of things that you have there. I didn't actually see that, so I can't talk about it too much. One thing I thought that was kind of interesting, kind of related to that, which I thought was actually really cool, was a connected 9-volt battery, which, again, you think, like, why do you need a connected 9-volt battery? The point is you go into your current smoke detector, you remove the 9-volt battery that's in there, you put this battery instead, and what it does is it's listening for the alarm to go off. If it goes off, It takes your ordinary 10-year-old smoke detector and makes it so it goes on the internet so that you, on your smartphone, get a message that your smoke detector went off, even though you're vacationing in Europe. So
that's brilliant.
So by just taking your one battery, putting in another battery, talk about simple retrofit, you now have turned your regular smoke detector into a connected smoke detector.
Very cool. And I got to assume, too, that when you do that, it probably checks the battery life, too, so you don't have to feel like you got to go change it right away. Yeah, yeah.
Well, first of all, it's a lithium battery, so it's going to last longer than the kind you normally have. So it's about a five-year battery, so it's not a yearly battery. Plus, as that battery dwindles down in power, you'll get a notice on your smartphone. Rather than annoying beep, 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 change the battery, it'll show up on your smartphone. It's time to change the battery.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, I did some reading on some of the things that are out there, and I've got some favorites I want to talk to you about. But what are the things that got you excited? What are some of the products at the show that got you excited, Steve?
Well, I mean, on some of the big level things that were kind of typical of what people thought, but of course the OLED TVs, that they're actually now at the point where it's like they're so thin like paper, they can roll them up and actually treat them like fabric. And so I saw kind of an OLED TV fashion show, for lack of a better. They had pretty models dressed up in televisions.
Walking around.
Cool. So they're basically taking the material. I mean, it's not really material. It's more like a like construction paper quality. And they were making like jewelry sort of and like little emblems and stuff that would go onto fabric and walk around. And that was pretty cool. I mean, and of course, you know, it's generating light, so it definitely draws the eye. It was pretty neat.
Yeah. What are some of the household things you saw that are like, wow, this is really innovative and this is something that people can really change their lives?
LG had a really smart refrigerator, but it was not only because it was connected on the internet and all that stuff. It had built-in cameras, so you could be anywhere in the world and you could go see what's in your refrigerator. So the practical use would be, you know, Mom, I know it sounds silly, but
no, it doesn't. It doesn't. Am I out of butter? How much milk is left in the fridge? That's pretty cool.
Exactly. And meanwhile, especially if you're a working mother or a working father, the kids have been in and out of your refrigerator all day, so you don't know what's still there or not there. And then you want to go food shopping before you get home. You can go look in the computer and go look on your phone and go, oh, you know, we're out of this, we're out of this, we're out of this. Okay, so I know what to buy. I thought that was kind of a smart idea. Also, just the way the refrigerator is set up, it was designed in a way to really have small things. Just the design of it was really smart. It was really showcase stuff. Plus, it had LED lights on every shelf, so it was really well lit. And the other thing is the front of it is glass, clear, that you can see into your... That's sort of a new trend, this clear refrigerator, which I'm not crazy, but it means you got to keep your refrigerator really...
Right, you got to keep it organized. Yeah, too organized. Yeah, exactly.
That seems to be like, you know, whereas years ago, you know, we all had those Harvest Gold and Almond refrigerators, and then it went to white and stainless steel. It seems like clear, or at least half clear or partially clear, seems to be sort of a new trend in the refrigerators. That was kind of neat. A washer dryers, where the washing machine has two washers in it. You open the door up, you throw clothes in there, but then the bottom drawer pulls out. There's another washer there, so you could be doing delicates and whites in one part of the machine and then doing your regular washing the other part of the machine, and both are running at the same time, so you're getting two loads done at the same time.
I saw a Marathon Laundry that was a smart laundry machine that customizes the wash cycles and allows users to switch from washer to dryer without removing the clothes. So it's a one-unit piece.
I like that also. Actually, that idea has been around for a long time, but in the past, it's never worked that great. I actually had one 100,000 years ago. It was a washer-dryer combo. And frankly, it didn't. The one I had, and this is a very old time. It didn't wash great, and it didn't dry great. It did both jobs poorly. But it sounds like now they've got these washer dryer combos. And I got the guy who was talking to me about it was like, you know, a dishwasher. You wouldn't put up with one machine that washed your dishes, another machine that dried your dishes. Why do you put up with that with clothes? You know, here's one machine that washes and dries. I was like, you know, that makes sense. I get it. If it works.
Talking about the 4D and the way that it's so thin right now, it could wrap around. As far as consumers are concerned for televisions, you know, so many people just converted to an LED, LCD screen where it's, you know, they just made the investment. Where do you see some of these TVs becoming more mainstream and affordable?
Well, it's like anything else. TVs, you know, plasma TVs 8-10 years ago were a fortune, and then they dropped in price, and then they got replaced by you know, LED TVs, and now this OLED TV is the next one on the horizon. So my guess is right now it's completely unaffordable for a regular human being. But my guess is that in the next 5 years, the price will drop dramatically, and that's probably the direction we'll all go, because OLED seems to be the best technology as far as using the least amount of electricity. Gives you the ability to curve it or not curve it, and the colors are, like, especially bright. I went to Samsung, I believe, had, like, an OLED theater. So you walked in and had this amazing presentation with these incredible graphics and stuff and underwater stuff. And the colors were, like, it was so bright, it almost hurt your eyes. It was so bright, but it was pretty neat. And, you know, the other thing, too, is right now we're at 4K. That's kind of top of the line for consumers. They're talking 5K, 9K, 11K.
Wow.
Are all things that are going to happen. You know, again, it becomes 3D because it becomes so perfect, the image, that, you know, it's almost so sharp it hurts the eyes. But for now, 4K is top of the line and getting, it's crazy affordable. You walk into a Costco and you can pick up a 70-inch for, you know, $1,500 or something. It's pretty
Amazing. You know, it's like from a consumer standpoint, you almost want to wait. Like I don't jump on the first time something comes out, but I kind of want to wait it out because I know the next big thing is coming. We'll stick around more with the Innovation Insider, Steve Greenberg, next on 720 WGN. It's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN, and we're talking to Innovation Insider Steve Greenberg, who's also the author of the best-selling book Gadget Nation, about the newest trends and products at CES. So we're talking a little bit about some household gadgets. There's some things that I found that looked really cool. I wanted to see if you saw them. One was from Bosch. It's this audio-video system that has this, they call it a haptic touchscreen, so that you can feel the buttons on the screen so you're not looking at them while you're driving?
I saw that too, and I thought it was so cool. They actually have a technology, because I saw it just related to that. I saw another area in the smaller area where it's a tablet that's smooth glass like a tablet would be, but when you want to use the buttons on it for typing, the glass actually puckers out and creates little buttons to touch so you can then do your touching. And then when you finish, it gets flat and smooth again.
Wow.
So the glass actually changes. It morphs into little bumps so you can just find the buttons easier. That's and
amazing.
Then when you finish doing it, you want to go back to watching a movie or whatnot, it goes flat. So very X-Men-like. I found that, like, amazingly cool. But that was, again, reminded me of what you're describing there, too, which is, again, that whole idea of use of ease. You know, one of the other big trends, just you asked earlier, like, what's the big trend? Another thing is it's just being intuitive. So many products don't even come with directions anymore. It just comes with an app that you download, and then that app might walk you through some installation issues. But then after that, you're on your own. There's no paper because it's all so intuitive. It all makes sense on how to make it work. It's really amazing.
Very cool. I saw Dish came out with this sports bar mode where you could take your Ultra HD TV and watch four shows at the same time. That I just love.
I saw another company that you can buy that's called Screen with an S-K, I believe it's spelled. Mm-hmm. And that's added to your existing television set where you can add a bunch of – you can watch several different things at the same time, and you have choices. You can make one thing transparent so you can kind of see through it and see what's going on behind it. You can make one thing half the screen or a third of the screen or a quarter of the screen. You can kind of design your screen to fit your own life so you can watch as many different things as you want at the same time.
There's a Fitbit Blaze, a new smart fitness watch designed to balance fitness and style. So my wife doesn't have to tell me my shirt is stupid and it's outdated and I shouldn't wear it anymore. The Fitbit will do that for me. Is that what that's for?
I think so. And basically that whole thing is really to fight the Apple Watch. They're trying to come up with a Fitbit that kind of does almost as much as an Apple Watch at half the price, I should point out.
And I've seen things like there's a lot of fitness. Obviously, there's a lot of fitness stuff out there, health and fitness stuff. One monitors your hydration in real time during your exercise to see if you need to hydrate. I think that's pretty cool as well. There's something called the where did I find this? The GoSun. Did you see this thing? It's an e-grill.
Yeah, it's a solar cooker, basically. It's like a big long canister, and the sun hits. You use it. They also have an electric version, so you can cook inside or on a cloudy day. But it's very, you know, green, obviously. Flower Power had this pot, speaking of green, that you program into it what kind of plant you're putting in there. Then it does an analysis. The pot looks at how much sun it gets. It tells you how much water to add into a reservoir, and then it gives the water as needed. It tells you how much plant food, what kind of plant food to put into it. It gives you all the instructions you need for make the healthiest plant possible.
Wow, that's very cool. That's very cool. A lot of this is hands-off type of stuff. I just love that, you know, as busy as we all are and often not home, to be able to do these things. And again, the basics, which people, it's technology that's been out there for a while, but the fact that you can control the heat and air conditioning in your home, a lot of people don't do that yet. That's still kind of new to them. You can control the lights in your home from your phone. You can close the garage door, but now you can start up the grill. You can, I mean, there's just so many things that you could do.
One thing called EcoVent, I believe it's called. It's a vent. You can replace your existing vents in your home with these vents. And then you unplug in each room, you plug in this thing that goes into your outlet that still lets the outlet go through, but then it has a sensor all around it. And what it does is it talks to each vent, and you say, I want the house at 70 degrees. Then the vent opens and closes automatically. And again, it's a retrofit using the sensors on those outlets. Wow. To open and close the vents so that the house is all at the same temperature. It's monitoring. It'll close and open the vent accordingly to get everybody on the same page, every room on the same page. Again, all retrofitting into an existing house.
Yeah, that's very cool. Very cool. And you said there's a lot of competitors to the Apple Watch out there, a lot of folks out there trying to do something similar.
The exercise sports thing is huge. I saw, I think you mentioned a lot of water bottles that report back to you how fast or much you're drinking, how much more you should be drinking. A lot of that out there. I saw a thing called TouchJet, which is a little gadget you put on top of your existing flat screen TV, and it turns that TV into a touch screen. It has a little tiny wand that comes off of it. It looks at, as you move your fingers around, touching this your 70-inch TV set, it then reacts accordingly based on the program. I mean, you could be playing Candy Crush on your big screen TV, plus it's now a touch screen TV. I'm trying to go. There's a thing called a SphereoPix. It's a big ball. You throw it up in the air, and when it gets to the highest level, it snaps a picture 360 degrees, and then you can go into that picture with your either wearing those goggles or with looking at a tablet, and you can look up and down and all around, and you see that moment in time. 360 degrees, kind of great, like for a vacation or whatnot. I saw something called Smart Wheel, which is a teenager invented, and it's all about keeping your hands on the steering wheel when you're driving. If you remove your hands, there's a blue tip in there that then reports back to mom that, you know, hands are off the wheel, how long they're off the wheel. You know, it's again about stopping kids from texting while driving.
Brilliant. That's a good one. I like that one too. Steve, what's the one product, just personally, that you walked away from the CES show and said, I have to have that. That is the coolest thing that I'm going to use that I need to have. What was that item?
Now you're asking the impossible. I'm trying to think what was the... But there's so many cool things. The one coolest thing... Well, I'll do a couple little ones from categories. I really like a thing called Cognitoys, which were these little dinosaurs, but they're like Siri. You can ask a question like almost anything you can come up with. How far away is the moon? Where do I come from? Where do babies come from? Whatever you want.
Uh-oh.
And it has a vast degree, you know, goes into the world of the internet and comes out with an answer, but then it translates that answer into a kid-friendly response. It's amazing because on paper it sounds good, but in real life, when I got to play with these little dinosaurs, I was blown away with how well they answered questions and how they did it in a very kid-friendly fashion. They had a toothbrush there that has a game. So on your smartphone, while you're brushing your teeth, it is watching the position of the toothbrush to make sure you're doing the right job. In the meantime, you're getting points for brushing properly and playing this game. I thought that was very smart. So that's the kid stuff. I saw a truly wireless earbuds These are little earbuds that have no wire between them. You basically put one in one side, one on the other side, and between Bluetooth, they Bluetooth to your phone, and then they communicate with each other, so you have, you know, perfect stereo, but without any wire. That was kind of neat.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, very, very, very cool stuff.
They're all amazing. I saw some self-driving car things, some great audio stuff. It's unlimited. And honestly, I did a lot of walking. I probably saw 25% of the show, if I'm lucky.
Wow.
It's that big.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. You can find Steve Facebook and Twitter and on SteveGreenberg.tv, and you can also catch him on the Today Show. I'm sure you'll be on this week with Hoda and Kathy Lee.
I'm on this week. I'm doing it Wednesday. I've got some picks. Some of the stuff we talked about, in fact, will be there on with Hoda and Kathy Lee on Wednesday. And people can follow me on Twitter, @SteveTV. So they can always – in fact, today I'm going to start posting, because I didn't post while I was there because the Wi-Fi was so tough. But probably this afternoon I'll start posting more and more pictures.
At the CES, the Wi-Fi was tough. That's a shame.
You know why? You've got 200,000 geeks.
Yeah.
All doing the same thing,
yeah.
And all online, and it's just impossible. I mean, it takes Las Vegas's infrastructure, which is pretty good, and really just collapses it.
Well, I'll tell you what, great insight into all this, Steve. Appreciate your time today, and have a great week. We'll see you on the Today Show.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
All right, top stories are next on 720 WGN.